A group of church leaders from Europe and North America who work together in support of Christian communities and initiatives in Israel, Jordan and the Palestinian territories are on pilgrimage this week in the Holy Land. Veronica Scaresbrick is travelling with the bishops of the Holy Land coordination group. She sent us this report.
If you ever travel to the Holy Land, you know it's all about borders, both geographical and interior. Huge great walls, twice the size of the Berlin Wall, that snake round and about the West Bank settlements built on Palestinian land. Begun in 2002, the walls are still being built today, a sad sight indeed, as Pope Benedict XVI said when he visited the Holy Land in 2009. Famous here is the one begun in the Kremizan area, close to a village near Bethlehem, Bet Jala. The purpose is to divide it from two Israeli settlements on facing hilltops, Har Gilo and Gilo. The Kremizan's Christian community is desolate. Their road will become a military one. The families that live there will no longer be able to access their terraced olive groves and vineyards. Life will become impossible for 58 Palestinian families. The Salesian sisters, who run a school there, will have the wall running through the property. Around 400 children from poor or broken families will no longer be able to access the premises. A spring of water will be out of reach. Access will be via one guarded entrance. And if those who own the land do not cultivate it, they will lose it, according to the laws that apply in the West Bank already. This pending threat of the wall encouraged the sisters to bring the matter to court in 2006. How this sad story of geographical barriers will end remains to be seen. What's certain is that the Kremizan wall story, recently picked up by the international media, has become a symbol of resistance against the so-called apartheid wall, a symbol of hope. With the Holy Land Coordination in Bethlehem, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick